I'd I haven't done anything different, you know, over the years.
That's okay.
But I do know there's connectivity issues because people before tell me that I talk with, you know, on the phone or patio, which
again.
Is a metal roof.
Well,
okay.
Start it again in 5, 4, 3, 2. You're starting.
Issues apparently. I hope you can all hear me. This is Blake Ruby. Welcome to my show, Church of the Soul's Evolution. Past, the first name was called the Gray Brain and the Golden Soul. And you might ask yourself, well, what does that name mean? It's because in accordance with what I believe, the soul is the brain of the spirit. And the brain of the physical body controls the physical body, while the soul controls the spirit. Because we are spirits in the material world, our spirits in the material world. And that song came from the 1970s by the Police. Can you imagine all those years, almost 50 years ago, and they were way ahead of their time. Such an incredible rock group, the Police. If you don't know who the Police are, check them out on YouTube, because they have lots of good songs like Every Breath You Take, the do-do-do, the da-da-da, Synchronicity, King of Pain. I'm trying to remember some other ones. So just, they had lots of hit singles. And the man who was leading the band at that time was called Sting. I'm sure you've all heard of Sting. And anyway, that song goes, there is no political solution to our troubled evolution. Have no faith in constitution. There is no bloody revolution. We are spirits in the material world. Our spirits in the material world. And that's what we are. I think anybody with a logical mind would have to agree with that. We are spirits. In our bodies, we have a spirit. And when we die, the spirit pops out. We're wearing this body like a coat. Don't be frightened. There's so many people out there that are dying each day. People that have had near-death experience. And most of them that I read about or watch on YouTube, and there's a lot on YouTube if you're interested, you really want to increase your spirituality, your spiritual knowledge, out some of the great videos they have on YouTube about near-death experiences. These are real people, just like you and me, not fantasy people like in the movies. These are true stories. People that have had car accidents and almost died. People that have almost drowned. People that have been shocked by electricity, have some accident at home, had some accident at home, or maybe had a fever, maybe went into anesthesia and they gave them too much anesthesia. That kind of experience. Well, we can't deny that they actually condition which brought about the experience, because you know how all the time, 50,000 people a year. And so many other people passed away. And as we progress, as we get smarter and wiser, and hopefully more loving, because we don't want any more war, right? We've had enough war in the past. Is anybody, everybody on board with that? Does anybody want any more war? Let me ask that question. Anybody want any more war? Well, go right ahead. Be my guest. Pick up your rifle and go to the front line where the fighting is, you know? You might make it, you might not. and mothers and fathers back home, they'll cry. It reminds me of that song by the Animals called Sky Pilot. It was back in the 60s. It goes like this. Sky Pilot, how high can you fly? You'll never, ever, ever reach the sky. Sky Pilot is a chaplain in the Army or Air Force, and their job in the time of war is to help the troops to come to grips with themselves and not be frightened and to know that there is a God and that God is with them. And if they don't make it, if they die, then they're going to go to that other place, that other dimension, and continue to exist. One of the verses goes, He blesses the men as they stand in line. The smell of gun grease and their bayonets shine. He wants to help them all that he can. To make them feel wanted, he's a good holy man. Sky Pilot. Anyway, that's one song. And as I was saying, we are spirits in the material world, my friends. And I know we've got a lot of things to worry about. Making money, having our jobs, what we're going to eat, raising our children, trying to get our rest and relaxation. There's not a lot of time for spirituality, but my friends, including myself, I know this. Tomorrow might not be here for us, right? Just like that song, Dream On, by Aerosmith. Dream on, dream on, dream for the laughter, dream for the tears. Sing for the laughter, sing for the tears. Sing with me, sing for the laughter, sing for the tears. Because tomorrow might not be here for you. I forgot the words. But the point is, for tomorrow might not be here for us. Sing with me, sing for years. Sing for the laughter, sing for the cheers. Sing with me, it's just for today. Maybe tomorrow, the good Lord will take you away. Aerosmith, the good Lord might take me away tomorrow, might take you away, might take Joe down the street. At work, we lost somebody. Her name was Carolyn Hurst. And she was... When I got hired in my job back in 2010, when I was living in Crystal City, Virginia, she worked with me, and she was very instrumental in helping me get on board in my new job. And I can honestly say that if it wasn't for her, I probably wouldn't be where I am today. And there's another guy, too, that went to bat for me, saying good things, because when you get hired as a Department of the Army civilian, you're competing usually with a lot of people. Fortunately for me, I've been working this particular job 5 years, and all I was back then a 30% disabled veteran. They did what could best be fine. And so that job wasn't put up for competition, and they gave it to me. But some people, they said, yeah, Blake's a good guy. I'll vouch for him. I think he deserves to be a Department of the Army civilian. If they'd said otherwise, then I probably wouldn't be here today, like I said. So I'm very grateful to her, and they found her last week. We don't know yet what happened. The autopsy is still going on. She's young, like maybe 50 years old, 50, 55 max. Very attractive, very intelligent. Gone, my friends. Someone who is to you. Have you ever had that experience? So that you could die also. morbid, as I mentioned, but that's what I talk about on my show, because there's not really too much talk on the subject during the week with anybody. Nobody wants to get involved in the competition. I went to a Toastmasters club meeting this morning. We're going to be joining this new club on Saturday that meets every other Saturday. And if you're familiar with Toastmasters, you know that they have a part of the meeting where they invite either members or guests to come up and talk about a subject extemporaneously. It's called impromptu speaking, thinking on your feet. And so they had a question for me, and I didn't really understand it, but I took the ball and ran. And if I had enough time, I would have loved to talk about other things, you know, but you only have 1 to 2 minutes and then you got to stop. So it's almost like when you get warmed up, it's time to stop. That's what I love about my show. And I encourage each and every one of you out there listening to contact BBS Radio and get your own show and talk about whatever you're passionate about. And you know that they record it and they put it in the archives so you can hear it yourself later and other people can hear it. It will exist for as long as the archives of BBS Radio exist. And that's a good thing, my friend, especially if you want to enhance your public speaking skills. There's nothing like your own show for 1 hour. Anyway, one table topic that was after mine was by Aristotle. Remember him? That brilliant man that lived back then, way back in Greece, along with Plato and Socrates, Aristotle. And he said, when two souls inhabit one body, that is love. When two souls inhabit one body, that's love. But really, what I believe is just a little bit different than that, because when our souls and our spirits are created in heaven, in that spirit world, that world on fire, that world of light energy, which is what our spirits are made of, my friends, billions of electrons, our mother and father God know how to create. That's why they are co-creator gods. They can never... the great spirit who created the universe with the... other one galaxy after another. Of souls, little pieces of his herself that went the creation verse was the force that created the suns and the planets, the moons. The second force created the plant life and the animal life and all the planets out there besides Earth. And the third force created all the sentient life. I'm talking about many, many thousands of different types of extraterrestrials that are out there, my friends. As we grow more intelligent each and every day, we realize this more and more, that we are not alone in the universe. And I said this before, but for the benefit of all the people who are tuning in for the first time, listening to my show, all this life on Earth, I'm looking at a grasshopper right now on my screen of my outdoor enclosed patio. That grasshopper is one of over a million types of insects here on Earth. There are over 10,000 types of birds, all different colors and sizes and shapes and different colored beaks. Hummingbirds. Huge birds, cranes, 10,000 types of birds, my friends. All beautiful, work perfectly, and are able to eat and have metabolisms, and they have defense mechanisms. They're able to fly. They have minds, separate minds. They know how to survive. Amazing little creatures birds are, right? They're green. Over 10,000 types of reptiles with eyes, metabolisms. Over 9,000 types of amphibians, like geckos and salamanders. Over 5,000 types of mammals. All the flowers and trees. You know that trees are able to communicate? You can communicate with trees. They are alive, my friends, alive. They are amazing creations, too, that serve a purpose, right? They take, I believe if my information is correct, they help purify the air that we breathe. Anyway, all that life that happened by accident here on Earth, logically, and we like to think logically, right? Because logic guides our lives to live intelligent, well-structured, organized lives, to live happily. Logic helps us in those endeavors. And logically, if all this life happened by accident here on Earth, logically, it can happen on any of those millions of other planets out there, and we know there are irrefutable, my friends. They're discovering more and more each day. The Kepler Space Telescope, the James Haas Telescope. We've already discovered over 1,000 and a few hundred solar systems, and it just keeps growing and growing, and we're realizing that every star up in the evening sky is a solar system with a sun, usually surrounded by 9 planets. The number 9, number 9, is the number of the universe, my friends. Earth happened by accident. Logically, you know, it could happen by accident anywhere, but if there is a creator, like I believe in, and I think most people believe in and should believe in, because deep down in your core spiritual being, in your soul, you know, it's true. The creator of the universe initiated the Big Bang all those billions of years ago. And with the fourth force of the universe, which is the spiritual dimension, the supreme creator created the souls of all the little people like us. We have souls in our bodies, and huge plate, maybe a huge dinner plate, and you look at it, it's made out of china, right? It's beautiful, wonderfully painted and colored, and drop it, and it breaks into a separate, but then back together again. That's the way God was. Just like with fish, how things are able to stand still. And we are part of the whole, but we came from the have these sentient in their own ways, like we do. We grow from babies into adults, hopefully. And the experience, the day we die, is captured in our soul, like a recording, if you will. And the spiritual knowledge we gain is like a light which shines with a brighter intensity the more we develop ourselves spiritually. And hopefully in one lifetime here on Earth, before we go to heaven and take a break and then reincarnate on another planet in the universe, our light will have grown while here on Earth. But that's the objective. And fulfilling your mission from your mother and father God. And we all have missions. Once upon a time, before you were born, my friends, before you were made to forget where you came from, we existed in the spirit realm as a little spirit. Some of us have had past lives. I won't say little spirit. Let me take that back. As a regular-sized spirit. And so many of us are advanced souls, old souls, if you will. Some are younger. Some... It is my belief that most of the souls here on Earth, because this is a jewel of the planet, the jewel of the universe, one of the most beautiful planets. Or let me rephrase that. This planet is really beautiful, but this planet in particular is a fantastically beautiful planet with a variety of life that is hard to comprehend. And so we graduate from this existence, we go to heaven, hopefully. Some people may not ascend up the sky when they die. The surface of the earth, and that is such a shame. It's like a jail sentence, if you will. The God, also known as hell, for their rehabilitation before they continue on their soul. Reverend Blake's beliefs. There's no such thing as eternal damnation, my friend. Don't let them intimidate you and instill fear into you by that, because our mother and father God in heaven are very loving and love you so much. If you have children, just imagine how loving you are to them. Would you punish your own child to an eternity of suffering because they disobeyed you and made a mistake? Well, how much more loving do you think our mother and father God in heaven are? Yes, they have to punish their children here on earth because universal law dictates that if you make a mistake, you have to pay the penalty. And so that's why hell exists. And don't you know there's some evil people in this world? Unfortunately, they got guided in the wrong way. Who knows? Someone like Hitler, or Hitler who was maybe abused sexually as a child, maybe physically abused as a child. His parents weren't that loving, and maybe he got hit on the head and got into fights, and someone who was very bitter. And then again, where would we be if it wasn't for World War II? Maybe that's just part of the war. I think we have war. We have to have peace. What's that song, the Christmas Carol? That's a good opportunity. It's a Christmas Carol now. Peace on the good word. The angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sin reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph in the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Say glory to right time to sing Christmas carols, my friend, especially when you're a believer of Jesus. I wouldn't tell you a lie. It really did happen. Not only did he turn water into wine, not only did he walk on the water, not only did he feed 5,000 on the Sermon on the Mount, not only did he cure you, raised some other people from the dead too. And the greatest miracle of all was resurrection. I am going to die. I have to die because I have to be resurrected. Here comes one of our dogs. I go to him. And so he knew that he would die. He knew that he had to die on the cross because that was the way to die back then. That was the capital punishment. Anyway, let me sing a song for you. Another song. I've got a solo song in church tomorrow. And it goes like this. I'm going to take a drink of water. Well, first let me take a look at my... Okay, I think she's finished now. Explore. It goes like this. It's a gospel song because I'm a member of the gospel choir in Freedom Chapel on Lackland Air Force here in San Antonio. Been a member of the choir for 10 years. I've been going to that chapel since 2010, so 12 years. Being a member of the gospel choir is one of the best things I've ever done. One of the best things I've ever done because they sing the most beautiful songs of worship and praise that I've ever heard. You know, and it stands to reason because don't you know that the black people were enslaved over 100 years ago, about 150 years ago, the condition, there was not so much money, very little technology, and really the only way to make money was to enslave people. So it's really no wonder that they enslaved the black people. But as a result of their slavery, they and the hardship and their suffering that they went through, hold on, please. Let's back in. Excuse me, let me rephrase that. They came up with some beautiful songs of praise and worship and thanksgiving that have lasted throughout the years. Songs that we still sing today in church, and the song I'm going to sing for you is one of them. But what comes to mind is one particular song that originated with the enslavement of black people over... Yeah. Goes like this. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to take me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to take me home. And it's just no basis for that song or without those words. course not, because what probably happened was somebody had a near-death experience back then. It happens all the time, each day on Earth here, to hundreds and thousands of people. And they familiar with a way to get to heaven, which is by chariot, usually by angels. When I die, I have already requested to heaven in the chariot of Archangel Gabriel, who is one of the great angels of what it's like in heaven. There's angels everywhere because we were made to forget this existence on earth. And it's no secret, really. When we in this land, the river of oblivion, where the memories of our pre-existence and our past lives and universal knowledge was erased from our memories. Because this particular planet, planet Earth, has a very specific, special learning environment where we learn basic social values, because as I've mentioned before in other shows, planet Earth is the lowest planet on the category, let me rephrase that, it's one of the lowest, least evolved planets in the universe on a scale of 1 to 9, it's a 1, which means it's at the bottom of the evolutionary ladder. And so, just like us, planets evolve. Earth is also known as Mother Gaia. It's a separate cosmic being in its own world. And planets evolve. There are other planets in the universe of higher categories of evolution and spirituality. And so specific learning environment is for us to learn those basic social values and to develop, because with all the war we've had in the past, and it's understandable because usually it's about people having and those that have not been that way, people that have money, those that don't, people that have food, those that don't, people that have land and those that don't. And then when people don't want to share, that's when the fighting starts. And then it keeps on going, and there's revenge getting, and the cycle that never ends, it seems. Although, I don't want to die. How about you? We should all be thinking of future and our children and their children down the road. You know what I mean? Future generations. Kind, decent, family-oriented, loving, peaceful people that don't want to fight, don't want to have wars, don't want to die. Well, I'm guessing. Anyway, this song tomorrow, let me sing it for you now. I will sing it for you now. I'm trying to get away from saying, let me do something, because like, you can stop now, but I have to get in the habit of saying, I will sing for you. I will do this. I will do that. Are you in that habit also? Don't say, as when I have to do something quickly. You're that. It's kind of like accepted knowledge. But anyway, I'm trying to get out of the habit of saying that. So this song is called Flow to You. It's a gospel song. All the words speak for themselves. I'm going to take a drink of water. I'm done. flow to you, flow to you. Let my worship flow to you. Lord, I pray, I do. Let the valley swear. Rise to bless your name, flow to you, flow to you. Let my worship flow to you. And I think I'll repeat that verse, and then I sing, let all my worship, let all my praise flow to you, flow to you. Let all my worship, let all flow to you. Nobody but you. Anyway, that's the solo. I'm going to be singing in church tomorrow. How am I doing time? 6:42. So I like singing songs because they prepare me for church. I also have choir practice on Wednesdays, but I'm going to try to sing a song or in the past. And as I mentioned, if you like Christmas, if you're a Christian, carol any time of the year, because we should celebrating his resurrection, because he was just an incredible man. And I don't believe that he was the Father and Jesus are making just like us, who was more evolved. He came from a planet, more evolved, and he inhabited a human body, just like in the movie Avatar. His astral side, a human body that was made just like that blue body was made in Avatar. And he was in constant communication with a spaceship up above the clouds, so it couldn't be seen. And they helped him with some of the miracles that he performed. It is my opinion that when he cured some of the people who were blind, and they were observing all that was going on at the time, and they knew some people that were very good candidates for healing. They knew exactly what was wrong with them and how to heal them. And so in coordination with the spaceship and their science and technologies, knowing what to do, maybe having some chemical that you could put in the eye, knowing in advance what was with their eyes and what it would take to heal them. It was merely a question of putting that kind of chemical, for lack of a better way of describing it, into their eye. In the Bible, it says that he spit and got some dirt and made some mud and put it into the eyes. I don't believe that. It was some kind of special chemical that he had gotten from the extraterrestrials. And I've talked about it in other shows before, but I won't waste any more time talking about it. That's just a little piece of what I know. In regard to Jesus, who he really was, if you want to learn more, if you're interested in learning more and you have an open mind and you think outside the box, read the book Abduction to the Ninth Planet or Thayuba, the Golden Planet. It will enlighten you immeasurably, my friends. I'm telling you, if you really want to Increase Your Spirituality. Read that book, and you'll be leaps and bounds ahead of your peers, my friends. And that's really the biggest competition. If you want to be involved in the competition, not politics, not sports, it is our spiritual development. Because, as I mentioned, tomorrow might not be here for us. And if you were to pass away tomorrow, if I was to pass away, wouldn't you be satisfied with your level of evolution that you've achieved while here on Earth? You're going to be in for a shock and a surprise, and you might be very regretful and remorseful unless you accept reality. We're bombarded with in television. It's a mechanism that, if you let it, it will, that's why they call it the boob tube. It will corrupt your mind if you spend too much time. I mean, I watch television. I can only handle so much. A combination of the news and the negativity in the news and these commercials that try to ram things down your throat to get you to buy their products, and I'm not, this is all over the world, not just the United States. And they're really kind of time machines, you know, because you're going back in the past, seeing these movies and pretending like it's right then and now, which it's not, you know, without bursting anybody's bubble. We're in the eternal present moment of now, right now. Shows that we watch on television are then, not now. You know what I mean? So it can be damaging to our psyche in a way, and I'm guilty. Just like the next person, because there's nothing else to do. I don't want to have to read books. Kind of grown outside reading books. I do a lot of reading at work, and that's me. But anyway, let me sing another song. I'm going to sing another song. Oh, this is Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers. Oh, my darling. No, it goes, I'm sorry, let me start, I'm going to start again. Oh, my love, my darling. This is my mother used to call me all the time, darling heart. I hungered for your love a long, lonely time. And goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. Are you still mine? I need your love. I need your love. Godspeed your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the sea, to the open arms of the sea, yeah. Lonely rivers sigh, wait for me, wait for me. I'll be coming home, wait for me. Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time. I need your love. I did that extemporaneously. That's hard. Anyway. So that's a beautiful song called Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers. I need your love. Godspeed your love to me. I'm an accomplished singer, my friends. I know how to sing, and especially in front of people. I love karaoke. When I go on a cruise, I've taken a lot of cruises. I've got one coming up, God willing, next Saturday. My wife and I will go on a cruise. We've got some friends we're going to be cruising with. And what will I do for most of the cruise? I'll get involved with karaoke because that seems like the best thing to do, to have fun, you know. And people, they're just kind of starting out and they read the monitor, but I've remembered all kinds of songs. Here's one for you called Strangers in the Night. And I've only got a few minutes left. Strangers in the night, they exchange glances, wondering in the night, what were the chances? And I wonder sometimes, you know, if I've sung this song before. Because I'm trying to, with the repertoire I've got of over 150 songs that I've memorized, I'm trying to sing songs that I've never sang before. We'd be sharing love before the night was through. Something in your smile was so inviting. Something in your eyes was so exciting. Something in my heart told me I must have you. Strangers in the night. The night. Up to the moment when we said our first hello, little did we know that love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever. Hey, it turned out so right for strangers in the night. And it goes on. But isn't that cool? Because, you know, you can meet somebody like for an overnight fling, right? It happens. Strangers in the night, wondering what the chances were of sharing love, right? Going home with the person. But there's also the chance that you might find somebody who love at first sight, like it said, you know, the song says. Who then you'll fall in love with and you'll get married and you'll have children and then you'll love each other until the day you die in the bondage of matrimony, my friends. And all because you went out to pick someone up. Doesn't happen too often, I imagine. Usually it's somebody that you know for a while, somebody maybe you met in high school. Anyway, 1 minute left. Here's a prayer. So get your praise. In the beginning, you are so omniscient. You're worthy of love and praise for eternity. Please bless us, all of us, and keep us safe and well, all the people here on earth. Goodbye, everybody. Talk to you next week. I love you. See you. Actually, I won't be. My next two Saturdays, I won't be there. I'm going to be on the cruise. Anyway, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.